Hey, this is Cap, and thank you for listening to the Cap & Company podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship. Find out how to be a part of it at ESPNFFC.com.
You're listening to Cap & Company. See what we're up to on Twitch.
At ESPN 1000 Chicago.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
So the 2020 Unity Walk, Corey Seacrest has a great idea. Like life, we are all in on peace and unity. Or as Danny likes to say on the show, peace and love.
So you're going to do it? Nine hours, walk home?
Thinking about it. If we can raise money for a charity, like this Greater Chicago Food Bank, there's one near and dear to my heart. Like, we got to come up with a good charity, and I would consider doing this. Absolutely. 9 hour walk home, I could do that.
I mean, that's a long walk.
No question, but if it's, what if we raised a whole bunch of money for a great, great cause? Like, there are people that are hurting. What if we were able to take this experience and turn it into something awesome? As long as I'm not walking up the, you know, shoulder of the Edens, I'm
like,
good.
Like the time you were, weren't you walking on Lakeshore Drive?
Yeah, last September when we lost to the Packers on opening day, I was in a suit.
What walking. Were you doing?
So I was walking from NBC Sports Chicago. We were doing Sports Talk Live at Grant Park with Alex Brown and Olin Krutz and all these guys. And I decided I'm going to walk over there. Get my steps in, and I took a wrong turn, and the next thing I knew, I was going, I'm like, where am I going to cut over here to be able to go south? And next thing I knew, I was on the entrance ramp to the lake, to Lakeshore Drive, and I had cars honking at me, people rolling their window down, yelling at me, and then this really nice guy picked me up and drove me to the set. Just a listener. He was awesome. So, yes, that did happen. But I am absolutely serious about doing the nine-hour live life all in walk.
You know, remember in Rocky, when Rocky started running the streets of Philadelphia and the people of the neighborhoods came out of their homes and started running with him? I anticipate that's what it would be. Like, the Catman leaves 190 North State. He gets out on the road and he starts walking to the beautiful suburb of Riverwoods. And as he walks through neighborhoods of Chicago, people come out of their homes and start walking with him.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I think it's a great idea. We could take, you know, make it a charitable thing where, yep, people pledge money per mile. I believe it says, hold on, I'll tell you the exact mileage from here to your house, Kaplan, is 29 miles.
Okay.
29 miles.
Yo, dude, I'm telling you, I'm all in to do this. Absolutely. If we can, if you guys can help me put it together that we raise money.
Whoa.
I'm not asking you to walk.
You got yourself in on this on your own now.
I'll do the Unity Walk. And again, if you are blocked by me on Twitter or muted or whatever, tweet at Waddle and Sylvie. Flood his inbox. I'm talking about flood his inbox, and I will unblock you. Okay? There you go. 312-332-3776. Let's go to Chuck in Phoenix, who listens on the app. Hey, Chuck, what's up, Sparkles?
What's up, Cappy? How are you, sir?
All good, kid. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was talking to Danny, man, and I just don't get how everybody gets on Joe Madden so much, but they praise Mike Ditka when all he did was win one Super Bowl, and then he had all that potential with all his players, and they never got back to the promised land. But they praise him, and they bash Joe Madden.
Yeah, and I don't think we're bashing Joe. It was just time for a change. It just was.
You kind of bashed him.
Yeah, he kind of bashed. People kind of bash him a lot, and but I do want to say too that I get a lot of slack for being a big Chicago fan. I root for both baseball teams. Mm-hmm. My brother-in-law and all his friends always call me, oh, he's just a Chicago fan. But, yeah, I root for both teams, so I'm with you on that.
Yeah, but if they're playing against each other, who are you rooting for?
See, I grew up a White Sox fan, and my in-laws and my wife, they're all diehard Cub fans. I'm kind of with the Cubs now, but I root for both teams.
All right, man, have a great day. Stay safe and healthy.
All right, man, you too.
See you, kid. 312-332-3776. Luke is in Plainfield. Hey, Luke, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Cap. I not only will donate $500, but I will walk with you.
Sounds like a plan. We're going to have to put this together, so don't forget us, okay?
I definitely am in. You tell me where to meet you, and I'll be there. You just either got to give me a ride home or let me sleep over.
Yeah, the sleepover thing's probably not going to work well.
What do you mean? You're so into Kumbaya these days in Unity. Have a big camp out, like a festival.
Luke, thanks,
like a
man.
Dead Fest, a Grateful Dead Fest in your backyard. Everyone walks from 190 North to beautiful Riverwoods. You get to your house, and then it's like a commune. Everybody camps out in the backyard, and there's patchouli and incense and passing
right,
the dudes.
We're all getting high.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Yeah, no, hard pass on that. Hard pass. This would be a really cool thing that we could raise a lot of money, and I'm all in to do it. But, yeah, you guys are going to have to coordinate the absolutely going to have to coordinate all of it. So, 312-332-3776. Tom's in Dyer, Indiana. Thomas, what's up, Cookie?
Hello, David. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. I want to talk about Craig Kimbrel for a second.
Yep.
When did they bring him in last night? Beginning of the ninth, correct?
Correct.
At that point, he has to pitch to three hitters, correct?
Correct.
They were up 8-5 at that time?
They were up 5-2.
All right, I'm sorry, 5-2. So they're up 3 runs. Dave, believe me, David Ross is not a knucklehead. Mm-hmm. He went to Kimbrel and said, look, you got to face three guys. You're either going to get three outs, you're going to let up three home runs, and the game's going to be tied. But you're going out there for three guys. Now, Tommy Haddavy has been working with him because it showed last night. He's hiding the ball better as it comes past his head when he's throwing. The other thing he did last night was he threw two curveballs for strikes. Right in a row. And then Contreras, because he's such a freaking genius and he drives me nuts as a catcher, calls for a fastball, and the guy lines it in the right field for a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are five things, and we're Zetterman. He can take this down for his Little League team. There are five things a pitcher has to
pay
do,
attention,
okay?
Danny.
I got it. I'll bring it up at the next Tin Caps practice.
Get a pen because you're going to go to the fat guy that quit on you and show him this. Pitchers have to work fast, have a good pace, okay? They have to throw strikes. They have to change speeds. They have to pitch inside, and they have to change locations. If you do all five of those, you'll be a Hall of Famer. If you do four of them, you'll be successful. You'll do three, you'll be decent. You do anything less than that, you're in trouble. Right now, Craig Kimbrel's working on different things. He's going to be back. I don't know if he'll ever be what he was. But he had 7 months to think about what was going on with him. And he couldn't come up with anything. He's got three minor flaws in his windup. And guys have picked up on it. And Tommy Haddavy, believe me, if anybody can figure out, it's him. That guy's an awesome pitching coach. And to me, I think in the next month, and I know it's a short season, I think in the next month what you're going to see is he will get back to being able to locate his fastball so his curveball is that much more deceptive.
Danny, you got all that stuff. Thanks, man. Appreciate you, Tom.
I love
it. All right, David. Thanks,
boys. Tin Caps, Coach John Bachelor, Coach Tony Ante, Pavic, and myself are going to put the tin caps.
Who's the chunky guy that quit?
Listen, that was a coach on another team.
Okay.
We don't mention his name, and shame for him.
Danny, you just tweeted something winner with an arrow pointing down, and it says to me this tweet is unavailable.
The guy probably erased it. It was a great tweet. It was, he said something along the lines of, I wonder if Cap's walk's going to go like his drive home from California.
I can't disagree with that.
I mean, you promised the audience, you told us you were taking a drive home. We spent 2 days on your road trip across America that never happened. Now we've spent the last 20 minutes talking about your walk for unity, and this guy was just wondering whether or not that would go by the wayside.
I'm going to do the unity walk just to shut him up.
You're not going to walk for 9 hours. There's no
way.
And I know why. Here's what's going to happen. I know you so well. You're going to find a TV
excuse. By the way, I just checked him. He's muted, so I'm going. Should I unmute him?
That's why you can't.
Should
see
I unmute
you
him?
Muted the man.
Should I unmute him?
Yes, of course.
Okay,
it's Unity Day.
All right, hang
but
on.
Here's what's going to happen.
He's unmuted.
I know you very well, Kaplan.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's going to happen. We're going to say, all right, October 12th is the Unity Walk. Whatever, pick a date. On that day, somehow you're going to have something to do for TV.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to record a podcast. You're going to have to do something for something is going to get in the way where you're not going to have 9 free hours. There's always going to be an excuse that I got to take out the dogs. Mindy's got this meeting. I've got to do this. There's always going to be a reason where you don't have a 9 hour window to walk home. Think about it. You get off the air here at 12:15 after Crosstalk. If you leave at 12:20, you're not getting home till 9:20 at night.
Yeah.
You're never going to find 9 hours to do this.
I'm going to do it.
Now, Chris and I have talked amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
For $1,500 a guy, we'll do it for you.
Wait a minute.
20.
You pay us.
No, 20. You said 20.
Obviously, it's like an appearance fee. You $1,500 a guy, we'll walk 9 hours from here home.
Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen because I'm going to be the guy that does it. Serious.
Okay.
If we could put this together, get Mike Thomas lives on Zoom all day.
He's our listening.
Boss.
He knows what's going on.
Find time for another Zoom call and coordinate this, and I'll do it.
Wait, why does he have to coordinate? You just say, I'm going to walk home. Boom.
Well,
pick a day.
Chris, I not only want this to be for unity, I want this to raise money for a charity. Like the Greater Chicago Food Bank or whatever it is. Let's do this. I'm telling you. Absolutely. 100%. And then do I get one of those little staffs that follow me in a van like they do like in the Tour de France? You know, I get little like energy packs that I kind of squirt into my mouth, the little food thing, like energy pack, like a gel pack.
If you're going to need a gel energy pack for a walk, you got a real problem.
Hold on a second.
Chris probably doesn't even use that when he runs a marathon.
Guarantee you he does.
Yeah, they're good. They're awesome.
Yeah, take that, Danny.
But he's also running 26.2 miles.
I'll be walking farther than that.
The point is you're walking. Like, your heart rate's not going up. Your lungs, your diaphragm's not working. Your lungs not working. Your body doesn't have to cool itself off the way Chris's does when he runs a marathon. There's science behind this.
I'm doing this. We're going to do it. I'm telling you, we're doing this.
You're going to do it until you don't. And then you're not.
This is not like California. This is not like California.
Or how you tried to wiggle out of the polar plunge.
Good call, Chris.
I didn't
forgot
wiggle
about
out.
That.
I did it.
You try to wiggle out.
I did not. I went and did it, goof.
There was a committed date, and then something came up. You got it, and then you had to go by yourself early. Listeners know. Our fans know. They remember.
I'm just telling you, man.
Receipts. We've got a lot of receipts today.
I am absolutely going to do this.
Man, and all you thought was going to go down today was you suggesting that the Cubs now have a professional manager in David Ross. Now we've roped you into a 9 hour walk home. This is great. What a great Wednesday.
I don't know how I got myself into some of these things. I don't know. But now I'm to the point where I want it will be the ultimate take that if I do it. And so I have to do it. I've got to do it. So tell Mike Thomas, hey, sales. Craig, our bot, This takes priority. His next Zoom call should be about this.
Many people want to know, when are you and Abdallah racing? That was something that was supposed to take place. You were all about it. Now we've forgotten about it.
Abdallah has some fluid on his knee, and that's a problem.
People are also asking when I'm shooting the hockey puck at you, which was from like 3 years ago.
Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one. 312-332-3776.
I'm still waiting for round three of trivia, too, by the way. What up, Twitch?
Oh, there's a dollar!
We'll continue this fun.
Cap and Company.
Follow us on the gram at Cap and Co. And ESPN _ Chicago.
Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
So we're going to do this unity walk. We are. I'm putting it on the desk of one Mike Thomas, our boss, and we'll get it done. And if you'd like to be unblocked or unmuted, I've been doing it a bunch this morning, just send a tweet at Waddle and Sylvie. And he will have a list typed up and presented to me, and I will, boom, get it all taken care of. So welcome back to a bunch of different... Brandon Reyes, you're back. Got a whole bunch of you out there. All back. So take that, Danny, Chris. Unity. That's what I'm about. Love, unity, spreading peace around the world, and hopefully raising funds for a great charity. We have a little Big Ten news. Daniel?
Hot off the presses from ESPN. Big Ten football players are now joining Pac-12 players in publishing a list of demands related to safety and change. Here's what it reads. Football players from the Big Ten on Wednesday joined the Pac-12 in issuing a list of demands. The list of demands, entitled hashtag Big Ten United and purportedly written by players of the Big Ten, were published by the Players Tribune today. Quote, while we appreciate the Big Ten recently announced plan for the upcoming season, we believe that the conference's proposal falls short in areas, the Big Ten players wrote. Given that the players are primary risk holders in the business of college sports, we believe any course of action moving forward needs to include player input. We are deeply disappointed with the lack of leadership demonstrated by the NCAA with respect to player safety during the COVID-19 pandemic. And here are some of the things among the Big Ten players' list of demands. Third party approved by players to administer COVID testing and enforce all COVID-19 health and safety standards, sufficient penalties for non-compliance, mandate for athletic personnel to report suspected violations, whistleblower protections for athletic personnel and college athletes reporting this violation, ban the use of COVID-19 liability waivers, coverage for all out-of-pocket medical expenses related to COVID-19. So it sounds like the Big Ten football players are taking kind of control and playing hardball, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, you want us to play? Here's what we want. Good for them. Good for them. They are not just pieces of meat. And I would think that, like, I could only speak to the one athletic director that I know exceedingly well in the Big Ten. He's a dear friend, Jim Phillips. He puts his athletes' well-being at the top of the list. And I assume all the others do. I just don't know them. But I'm just telling you, players absolutely support what you're doing. 100%. 100%. 312-332-3776. DJ's on the south side of the city. DJ, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Captain?
How you doing, kid?
This is a good look for you to do this walk. What I was going to suggest is you know, you wear your mic pack and everything, and you check, and as you're walking, you're checking in through the various neighborhoods. People are coming out donating to you. I know that might prolong it a little bit, you know, a little bit more, but this is a good look for the station, for you. You know, and like you said, man, people are hurting right now.
Yes.
And you know, this is, I'm going to tell you something, Kathy. I took a class called Sports in Contemporary Society, and in the textbook, the first sentence in that book, it said sports is the opiate of the masses.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, man. What's the biggest day in sports? Super Bowl Sunday.
Yep.
And it's like going to church, man. Sports is around religion or whatever you want to call it, man. But this is and wearing the mic pack. People are, like I said, coming out donating. You're a man of the people, so to speak. And this would be a good look. And if you need some help, with putting it together or whatever, give me a call, man. I'll be glad to support it that way.
You're the best. Thank you for your kind words, guys. And we're going to try and help some people here.
Yeah, you do that. All right, buddy. Take care.
Have a good day. See you. See you, DJ. 312-332-3776. Mo is in Frankfurt. Hey, Mo, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, Cap?
How you doing, man?
Nice to talk to you. This is the first time I ever called your show. But Dan and Chris, lay off of Cap, man. You guys are really giving it hard to him because of the polar plunge, which he did. Okay.
Yep.
So I want to say UTT, ultimate take that.
That was okay, the ultimate take that. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
You got it,
now,
Mo.
Huge Bears fan, right?
Yep.
What team do I hate? I hate Green Bay. Okay. Huge Bulls fan. What team do I hate? I hate the Knicks. Hate's a bad word, but whatever. The Hawks, it's either St. Louis or Detroit. And the Cubs, it's St. Louis. The Sox, pretty much everyone in the division. But when it comes down to the Cubs versus the Sox, I used to travel 9 months out of my suitcase throughout the whole nation. And I'm in Atlanta, and there's the Braves playing the Cubs, and this Atlanta fan is like harping on me. I'm a Sox fan.
Mm-hmm.
And he's yelling at me like, oh, look at you guys. You guys suck, this and that. And next thing you know, Cubs win. And I was like, take that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a Sox fan. But that was my Chicago team playing against the Atlanta team.
There you go, man. We're all about unity now, okay?
All right. Zetterman, Black, take it easy on the guy, man.
Yeah, I just swat them away. Like when you're out and the flies are, you just swat. Take that. Hey, man, have a great day. Appreciate you. 312-332-3776 is our phone number.
What was that? UTT? I think you can drink cranberry juice, and that helps with that, right?
Wow. Brian Hanley previews tonight.
Was I listening? I was doing something else. Sorry.
Brian Hanley previews tonight's Blackhawks game with us.
Take that, Cap. Take that.
That was a good one. Next.
You're listening to Cap and Company. See what Sparkles is up to on Twitch.
Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today. Cap and Company.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, I just saw the boss. He's in. I don't mean in his office. He is. He's in for the walk. So I am committing on the air. I am going to do the walk. And we're going to raise money for a great cause, and we're going to be all about unity.
Peace. Don't forget about the peace.
Peace.
Are we
going to
get a date?
Love.
Will we get a date on the calendar? You can't just say, hey, I'm going to walk tomorrow, or hey, I'm walking today. Like, we need to build.
So if
this
I come in
up
tomorrow and just go, hey, I walked here, just so you guys know.
Yeah, no. We need a date. We need to get it on the books. When you say the boss is in, does that mean he's walking with you?
No, the boss
is not. I don't want to put
not
him on the spot,
he's
but you
not
said the boss is in.
No, this is a thing I'm doing. I'm walking. He's just going to help facilitate the charity aspect and how we can make this a peace and love type thing. So I'm in. 100%. 100%. Giving you my word that if I have to crawl the last freaking 4 miles, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get it done. That's it. 312-332-3776. Brian Hanley is our teammate. He is also a hockey savant, and he joins us now. He's also co-host of The Hockey Show with Pat Boyle here on ESPN 1000. Brian Hanley, how are you, my friend?
Is that the 35-mile walk we're talking about, the 9-hour walk?
Yes.
Yeah. And then you're going to turn around and walk back to work? It'd be about that time, right?
It'd be about that time. I'd have to turn around and come
back.
Did
you get
back
up at 3, and then you get your car washed 5 times, and then you come home? Or yeah, then you go to work, right?
I need a car wash bad, because place I go, I haven't been to in a while. There's a pandemic out there, so it's been,
oh, yeah,
been a problem.
Been a How bit you doing?
Of a, I'm good, man. How are you?
You guys, I was getting my walk in, and you guys covered a lot of ground. I was listening on the ESPN Chicago app, so it's been a good morning.
There you go. So what do you expect to see tonight? Because the Blackhawks played really well on Saturday, and then when Monday came around, they just looked like they were in quicksand, and Connor McDavid is just so freaking quick, and they just couldn't stop him.
Yeah, no doubt, Cap. When you, I mean, look, goaltending and star power win playoff series in the NHL, and you know, and also self-inflicted wounds. I mean, the Hawks have no margin of error, so when you have miscommunication or no communication and the puck ends up in the back of your net in the opening period, and we always say in hockey, the most damning goals or damaging goals are the first minute of a period, last minute of a period. In a playoff game, even though, you know, in Edmonton, even though there's no crowd, that's tough to recover from. Now, they did. They tied the game up. But the consistency has to be there. And when you have 4 power play opportunities in succession in the second period and you got nothing to show for it, you know, your power play is going to have to win you a game in the series. It's simply going to. And it was, you know, obviously got some production out of it in game one. But you're gonna have to have that special team in particular win you a game. And I'm not sure if it's capable, because what we saw in game two was pretty much what we saw throughout most of the season before it was suspended. So stars got to be your stars. You know, I liked a lot of what I saw in game one, obviously. You know, Crow, I don't know that he was necessarily showing rust in game two. He didn't get a lot of help from people, from guys in front of him. But he's got to be better as well, because the numbers are trending in the wrong direction for him. But they got no shot. Shot or no shot, no shot if Corey Crawford's not between the pipes.
So he really struggled with puck handling behind the net in the trapezoid. It led to a easy goal for James Neal. What for you? Pat Boyle has said to me, the key is not getting them on the power play, and the key is executing on our power play. Is that the number one key, or is it Corey?
Well, it's all the above, but look, your power play has to be a lot better than it was throughout the season, and certainly better than it was in game two. I don't know if they're capable of flipping that switch right now. I think it is what it is. And they have right now a historically great power play. I mean, I think you go back to 1979 to see the numbers that are being put up by Edmonton's power play. You know, 5-on-5, they can be a very average team. And that's saying something with Dreisaitl and with Connor McDavid. So, you know, obviously the miscommunication between Keith and his son, Bokvist, the other day, that kills you. And game one, you know, Ben Pope pointed this out in the Sun-Times today. When that pair was on the ice, they outshot the Oilers 10-0 and outchanced them 7-0 and outscored them 1-0. And then, you know, contrast that with game two, when they weren't very good, in 11 minutes, they were outshot 10-6, outchanced 6-5, and outscored 3-0. So you got your top defensive pairing has to show up tonight.
The loss of their defensive pairing of Keith and Seabrook over the last few years, and Seabrook ended up opting out. Do you think he would have had a significant impact now that he's had his 3 surgeries and he's healthy? Or is he still, it's probably best he's not here?
I hate to say it, but I think it's probably best he's not there, because I just don't know what's left in the tank. And God bless him for going through 3 surgeries and trying to get right and get back. And look, he knows, he brought it up during the press conference when he talked about opting out. He talked about how difficult it's been for him, and he knows the elephant in the room is that contract. And there's just no way to get anything good out of that. I mean, that's just dead money. And his game is, you know, unfortunately, I think passed him by. So I think for a lot of good reasons, you're going to get some of these younger guys playoff hockey experience. Now, you can debate exactly if it is, in fact, playoff hockey experience, because you're not in an opposing building, but you're not in front of 20,000 screaming fans. So I know in Edmonton, they're debating whether they have home ice advantage or not. And, you know, right now the Hawks will be coming back and playing this game at the United Center under normal conditions, but, you know, that's not going to happen. So I don't know. Game three in a best of five when it's evened up after two games, 21-7, the winner of game three goes on to win the series. I don't know if that translates under these circumstances.
So what is your pick tonight? Because I was really fearful of Monday night's game. I was fearful going into Saturday, and I went, whoa, they scored.
Yeah, no one saw that coming.
Although, if you
listen to the hockey show, you listen to the hockey show on Saturday morning, I predicted that Dave Tippett would, just like every other NHL coach, you know, go default and go with the more veteran goaltender and Mike Smith. I didn't say it was going to be the smart choice. I just thought it would be his choice. Now, you know, Mike Smith was not very good, but neither was the rest of the Oilers team. So, you know, you're not going to see him again, barring Kosekin really, you know what the bet today, but, or in the series, you know, you might not see Smith again, but I thought we'd see a low scoring game in game two, and the opposite of what we saw. And right away, bang, you know, in the first 4 or 5 minutes, you had three goals. So I'm still waiting for that low-scoring game like usually NHL first-round games are. But maybe with the amount of penalties being called and with their power play, maybe that's a pipe dream. Maybe they're all going to be 10, 11, 12-goal games.
Yeah, I think the total on the game, if you're betting it tonight, and you and I both like to get our feet wet, is 6.5. So
yeah, it was 6.5 weighted minus 125. On game two, going into game two. And I thought that was a good bet. And now my bank account said not so much.
Yeah, exactly. So if you play the game tonight, then are you playing a parlay? Are you playing single play? What are you playing tonight?
No, I would probably take the Hawks plus 1.5. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't even know what the number is. But I think it's going to be a closer game. I think it's going to be a one-goal game, as normally you would see in these types of situations. But, you know, if the Hawks power play can't generate anything, and even if on 5-on-5, I mean, it's great to see DeBrincat. I tweeted out on that pass from behind the net that, you know, his passing school is now taking applications, like Don Beebe's school of speed back in the day.
Yep, remember that?
Yeah, I think we used to do those spots. But, you know, they need to get him scoring goals too. So you're going to have to get more than a few guys on the score sheet tonight. It can't just be one line. It's got to be, you know, 4 or 5 guys.
Here is the line for tonight. It opened at Edmonton minus 141. It is down to 131. Now, it was like 175, 180 going into game one. So that's how it's changed. The puck line, Blackhawks plus 1.5, minus 238.
Yeah, that's a pretty pricey premium to put on it, but I would probably do that because I'd feel better that it's going to be a one-goal game. The Hawks are playing with house money from the time they got into this tournament, right? They're not mm-hmm. they weren't supposed to be here. I think they had less than a 2% chance to be in the playoffs when the season was suspended, and the hockey gods you know, shined upon Montreal and the Rangers and the Hawks. Three key hockey markets to get them in, but here they are. And certainly game one showed that they can compete, at least in this series. So here's hoping they do that tonight and find a way to sneak out a win and then feel good about going into game four.
White Sox, by the way, tonight minus 116, while the Chicago Cubs, who will play in Kansas City with Yu Darvish on the hill, the line on the Cubs game is, I think, Yu Darvish minus 187.
Well, he was nasty. I don't care if Pittsburgh can't hit the broadside of a barn, and maybe Kansas City can't either. But, you know, I said Chris Bosio told me one time Darvish has 6 different fastballs. I don't even know how that's possible. But yep. When he has that toolbox going, and he was talking about the knuckle curve the other day and how effective he was using that, I mean, that it's something to watch. I mean, it really is a clinic he puts on.
Yeah, and that line, actually, I just refreshed it, is now minus 204 for the Cubs.
Oh, boy.
It's a lot of juice.
You just make a bet while we're talking?
Yeah, I did not. I just went on scoresandodds.com, and I refreshed. It says current line, minus 204, total of 9.
That's a high total for Darvish against Kansas City, isn't it?
Yeah, against Bubich. I don't know Bubich, but I'm sure he's going to give up some runs. Hey, man.
Bubich is in on the walk, too.
Exactly. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Keep killing it on the hockey show. Look forward to seeing you.
All right. I'll get my nap in so we can watch the entire game tonight.
I'll be getting one later.
I heard you.
See you, kid. There he is, Brian Hanley, our teammate here at ESPN 1000 and co-host with Pat Boyle of The Hockey Show. 312-332-3776. Ken, Victor, and a whole bunch of you will roll through calls.
This is Cap and Company. Follow at the Capman on Twitter.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Ken in Savannah, Georgia. Let's rock and roll, Ken.
Hey, Cupcake.
What's up, Cookie?
Hey, real quick, before my question, you guys think you got it bad. I'm out here on the East Coast. That Hawks game doesn't start till 10:30. My 9-month-old baby girl, she's going through teething, not sleeping well.
Oh, boy.
Monday night, I had to get up with her. 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm rocking her on the couch. Hawks game's still going on. Wasn't much of a game at that point, but... funny that 1 o'clock
I've
in the
been, I've been there with the late night feedings and all that, and it's cool at least when there's something decent on television.
Yeah, right. So anyways, so I know you're a Sox fan now, but
I'm a Cubs fan.
I know.
But I do.
I know, I'm just messing with you.
No hate in my heart.
So I don't know if you watched any of the game last night. I know
I
the Cubs were going on too.
I did.
So okay, then so I tweeted Stoney and he said I was complaining. But what I asked him was Gio was kind of getting rocked there in the fifth, and he ended up leaving him in because he got hit hard for a double, then they had a hard out to right, and then the homer. I was like, all right, homer, he's got to pull him. It's 2-0 game at that point. It's close. Ricky's been doing it all season, pulling the stars when they haven't been doing well. He leaves him in there. He ends up getting out of the inning, and everything works out. But, and again, I don't know if you can answer the question or I'll generalize it. Is that more trust in Gio to leave him in there, or is it more we have to leave our starters in because our bullpens are getting taxed this year? Because they're getting pulled so much.
I think it's
a combination,
but if I'm here, let me pull up the numbers because I think he went 6 innings, 4 hits. Yeah, 6 innings,
yeah.
4 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks, 9 punch outs. So his numbers were good. I understand that there were some, you know, pitches that became higher leverage pitches, but then he was able to get an inning out of Bummer, an inning out of Cordero, and another save and an inning out of Colome, who I wouldn't think he'd be available today. I mean, he's been extricating himself out of trouble. He gave up 2 hits last night. He had to face Yelich as the tying run the other night when he had really nasty cutter action. His cutter was elite. So I would think he's not going to be available. Maybe they won't need him today. Maybe they'll win 10-0 and don't have to worry about it. I didn't have a problem with the Gio thing because he's their ace.
Yeah, I know he's the number one, so I'm thinking, okay, so if that's Cecil Rodon, is he probably pulling the men at that point, knowing how close that game was?
Yes, probably, because he's got Bummer, who's a beast. Really like that kid.
Yes, he is.
So have a great day,
right,
man.
Cupcake. You too, man.
Have fun tonight. See you. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. You know what you should do? Take a selfie picture or a little selfie video if you're up at 1 o'clock in the morning with your baby. Because 25 years from now, 30 years from now, if you save that in the cloud, you can go, look at this. Look at that. I would kill to have had an iPhone to do that stuff with my son, Brett. But he's 26 now, so it's just, you know, we didn't have those then. That'd be a cool memory to have. Hey, look when you were a little tiny little baby and we were up watching Blackhawks hockey. Victor's in Bartlett. Victor, what's going on, man?
Hey, Cap, it was good seeing you on Friday at the golf course. Appreciate that. Hopefully you did a lot better than
I
did.
Hey, man, that was great to see you. I met Victor out at Seven Bridges on the putting green.
Correct. I was putting, and I looked up, and I go, oh, I kind of know that guy. And then I looked down, and I looked back up, and you're staring right at me. I was like, that is Cap. What's up, man?
Nice to meet you.
So that was really cool talking to you.
You too.
They beat me up on the golf course, but that's another different story.
Join the club.
What I don't get is why I don't want to see Kimbrel ever throw ever again. It reminded me like LaTroy Hawkins in the bullpen.
Yep.
I had the run line yesterday with the Cubs going into the game late, and that was one of the most devastating losses
I've had in a while, and it felt good from the Cubs. So
yeah.
I appreciate it. You guys have a good one, Cap. Keep the game up strong, and I'll be out there Friday.
So Victor, you're the man. Victor's a banker in the Chicago area, a very nice young man. Met him out on the putting green.
Why were you staring at him? Victor said he saw you staring at him.
No, he yelled my name. He goes, Cap?
Yeah,
like
he
that.
Said after you were staring at him.
No.
He said he looked up and you were staring at him.
No.
You were staring at him. He said you were staring at him.
I was not staring at him. I was putting.
So you're saying Victor was wrong. You were not staring.
Danny, I was putting at a hole. He was right beyond that hole. As I'm watching the ball go in, I look at him. He goes, Cap? I'm like, yep. That was the extent of it. There's nothing nefarious there. Look, Craig Kimbrell's got $16 million more owed to him next year. They're not releasing him and eating that money when he's throwing 97. They're going to try and see if they can rehabilitate him and get something out of him. That's where I think it is. Now, in the offseason, if you know he can't find it again, maybe that's a different story. But they don't have any bullpen options. They're not just going to say, you know what, Mr. Ricketts, last June we asked you for $43 million, and we're just going to release it. I would be very, very surprised. 312-332-3776. So the analytical sites that I go to, like thelinebacker.com, it's a great analytical betting site for today's Chicago games. If any of you are getting your feet wet, Yu Darvish wins tonight 68.8% of the time. The average score is 5.2 to 2.9, and he is considered, or they are considered, one of the best bets on the linebacker site for today. Cubs minus roughly 200 over the Kansas City Royals. For the White Sox, it's Hauser against Keuchel. Brewers win the game 54.4% of the time, 5 runs to 4.5. The Brewers are considered one of the best bets of the day. In fact, a better bet than the Cubs game, just slightly. And then in hockey, let me see what they say here about the NHL Blackhawks and the NHL Edmonton Oilers for you. According to the linebacker, the Edmonton Oilers win the game 53.4% of the time over Corey Crawford and the Blackhawks. No play on the total in that game. They simply say the Edmonton Oilers 53.4% of the time are going to win tonight's game. So hopefully they're wrong. That's why there's upsets. That's why they call it gambling. There's no sure thing. And if you, like our last caller, had the run line last night in the Cubs game, you're not a happy camper. 5-2 in the ninth. You're figuring, all right, I didn't lay 200 whatever on Kyle Hendricks. You lay the run and a half. That's what the run line means. And Craig Kimbrell goes, yeah, sorry, I'm going to whiz all over that, and you're going to hold a losing ticket. That's what happened. 312-332-3776. Crosstalk with Carmen and Yurko is in exactly 2 minutes.